Romans chapter 7. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 1. We who died with Christ. Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through 4. Or do you not know, brethren, for I speak to those who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives? For the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband. So then if, while her husband lives, she marries another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she has married another man. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. Everyone, today we would like to share God's word under the title, We Who Died with Christ, through the words of Romans chapter 7, verses 1 to 4. The Apostle Paul already spoke in Romans chapter 6 that we are those who died with Christ and came alive with Christ. He said, Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Romans chapter 6, verse 3. It means that when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, all our sins passed over to Jesus. And when Jesus died on the cross, our old self also died together with him. And when Jesus resurrected, we also obtained new life. However, coming to Romans chapter 7, the Apostle Paul once again explains this truth from a different angle. That is the relationship between the law and us. The law has dominion over a person only as long as he lives. If a person dies, the law can no longer condemn that person. Therefore, the Apostle Paul says that we were put to death to the law through the body of Christ. This word is very important. We did not only receive the removal of sin by believing in Jesus Christ, we became those who died once in Jesus Christ. The old self that was under the condemnation and curse of the law died together with Christ. And now we have become those who go to Christ, who was raised from the dead, to bear fruit for God. The law has dominion only as long as a person lives. The Apostle Paul says, Or do you not know, brethren, for I speak to those who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives? Romans chapter 7, verse 1. The law is effective for a living person. If a person is alive, the law says to that person, You must do this. You must not do this. The law given by God is the same. God commanded us, You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not serve idols. You shall not take the name of God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Honor your parents. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. This command is not evil. The law is holy, righteous, and good. Because God is the creator, he can command us, the creatures. God is our master. He is the one who made us. Therefore, it is natural for God to say, "You shall have no other gods besides me." The problem is not the law, but ourselves. We have weak flesh, minds, and wills that cannot live according to God's commands. God gave us good commands, but we could not keep those commands. Therefore, when we stand before the law, we are revealed as sinners. And because the wages of sin is death, we were those who had to be put to death. The law does not have the power to make a person live. The law makes one realize sin. The law says to us, "You are a sinner. You have broken God's command. You must receive judgment." Therefore, a person under the law is a person under a curse. We were those who had to be put to death by the law. Everyone, we were originally those who had to be put to death by the law. It is because we had sin before God. A person who has sin must surely receive judgment. The law established by God is like that. However, if we die ourselves, it is the end. If a person dies for his own sin, there is judgment after that. The punishment of hell is waiting. So God loved us and sent his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus came to this earth. The sinless Son of God came wearing a human body. And he was baptized by John the Baptist. At that time, all our sins passed over to Jesus. Jesus became the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And bearing those sins, he hung on the cross, shed his blood, and died. Therefore, Jesus' death is not because of his own sin. Because Jesus took charge of our sins through his baptism, he died on the cross. Jesus died in our place. He paid the price of our sins in our place. He received our curse in our place. The person who believes in this Jesus is a person who died together with Jesus. Because Jesus took charge of my sins and died, Jesus' death is exactly my death. Jesus' resurrection is exactly my resurrection. This is faith. We were put to death to the law through the body of Christ. Romans chapter 7, verse 4 says this: "Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ." We did not die with our own bodies. We died through the body of Christ. Jesus' body was baptized. Jesus' body was crucified on the cross. Jesus' body was buried. And Jesus' body came alive again from among the dead. Jesus, being baptized by John, was to take charge of our sins. Jesus, being crucified on the cross, was to receive the judgment for our sins. Jesus coming alive from among the dead was to give us new life. Therefore, we who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit are those who were put to death to the law through the body of Christ. The law can no longer condemn us, because the punishment for sin that the law demands has already been accomplished in Jesus Christ. We did not get rid of the law. The law is still holy. God's commands are still good. However, We have escaped from the curse of the law. Because Jesus took charge of our sins and received the punishment in our place, we are no longer under the condemnation of the law. We are under grace. We are inside the righteousness of Jesus Christ. The parable of the woman freed from the law of her husband. The Apostle Paul gives the parable of a woman with a husband. While the husband is alive, the woman is bound by the law of her husband. However, if the husband dies, she becomes free from that law. Even if she goes to another man, she does not become an adulteress. This parable explains how we became free from the law. We were originally those who were bound under the law. The law condemned us, and we could not escape from that condemnation. But our old self died together with Christ. Therefore, we have now become free from the condemnation of the law. Now we have come to go to Christ, who was raised from the dead. We became those who live by faith in the living Christ, rather than living in fear under the curse of the law. This does not mean self-indulgence. This means true freedom. It is the freedom of being liberated from sin and the condemnation of the law to live for the righteousness of God. Therefore, we must know the fact that we died together with Christ. If we do not know this, we still fear like a person under the law, get condemned, are bound by guilt, and are dragged by the desires of our own flesh. However, if we believe, I died with Christ, I was put to death to the law, I am now one who belongs to the resurrected Christ, the power of sin loses its strength. Our old self died together with Christ. Everyone, a person who believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit is a person who has died once. This is not a matter of emotion. This is a fact based on the Word of God. When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, our sins passed over to Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, our old self also died together with him. So Romans chapter 6 says that our old man was crucified with him. Romans chapter 6, verse 6. Our old self is the person who used to be a slave to sin. The person who used to be condemned under the law. The person who used to live only for the greed of his own flesh. That old self died together with Christ. However, some people do not know this fact. When the desire of the flesh rises in their hearts, they think, I am still alive. I cannot help it. I cannot overcome this desire. But at that time, they must say to themselves by faith, I died with Christ. My old self was crucified together with Jesus. Sin and the law can no longer have dominion over me. This confession of faith breaks the power of sin. No matter how strongly the desire of the flesh rises, if we believe that we are those who died with Christ, that desire loses its strength. It disappears like a bubble. Because sin has dominion over the living old self, but it cannot have dominion over the one who died with Christ. Now we must go to the resurrected Christ. The Apostle Paul states the purpose for which we were put to death to the law like this, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead. Romans chapter 7, verse 4. We were not saved to remain under the condemnation of the dead law. We must go to the resurrected Christ. Christ is the one who was raised from the dead. He is our Savior, our life, and our true husband. Now we are not those who live bound to the condemnation of the law. We are those who belong to the resurrected Christ. Those who are bound by the love of Christ. Those who are bound to the righteousness of Christ. Those who are held by the new life given by Christ. A life lived by force under the law and a life lived by faith in the love of Christ are different. Under the law, one serves with fear. However, in Christ, one serves with thankfulness. Under the law, one acts to avoid condemnation. However, in Christ, one acts out of gratitude for the grace of already being saved. Therefore, we must go to the resurrected Christ. We must believe in him, thank him, give glory to him, and offer ourselves to his righteous work. We must bear fruit for God. Romans chapter 7. Verse 4 clearly states the purpose of our going to the resurrected Christ. That we should bear fruit to God. The purpose for which God saved us is to make us bear fruit. What fruit is it? It is the fruit of righteousness. It is the fruit of the gospel. It is the fruit of saving other souls. It is the fruit of giving glory to God. Jesus spoke the parable of the vine and the branches in John chapter 15. He cleanses the branch that bears fruit so that it may bear more fruit. However, he cuts off the branch that does not bear fruit. It is the same when growing a fruit tree. The owner cuts off a branch that does not bear fruit, but only grows luxuriantly. Because that branch only takes away the strength of the tree, and is of no benefit to the fruit. It is dangerous if a person who has received the removal of sin also sets his mind to live only for his own flesh. God leaves such a person as he is. Satan pulls from the front with sweet desires, and the flesh wants to follow that path. But that path is a fruitless path. In the end, nothing remains. However, God holds on to the person who, even if lacking, stays attached within the church, stays attached within the gospel, and tries to follow the Lord's will. Even if there is weakness, if one lives listening to the word, serving the gospel, and receiving the guidance of the church, the Lord refines that person. He removes the dregs of the heart, breaks the desires of the flesh, and makes him bear the fruit of righteousness. We must stay attached within the church like a grafted branch. Everyone, even after we have received the removal of sin, the desires of the flesh can rise up. Old habits can rise up. Worldly thoughts can rise up. However, there is no need to be discouraged because of this. What is important is where you are attached. If you cut a tree and graft a good branch, at first, old branches rise up from below. However, if the grafted branch is alive, and the owner continues to prune it, eventually, the good branch grows and bears good fruit. It is the same for us. We are those who have been grafted into Jesus Christ. We have obtained new life by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. However, the old branches of the flesh can rise up. At that time, we must be inside the church. We must listen to the word. We must serve the gospel. Then the Lord will cut off the unnecessary branches within us with the sword of the word. It is not that we fix ourselves on our own. The Lord does it. During the time of listening to the word, during the time of serving the gospel, and while living a life of faith within the church, the Lord changes us. And finally, He makes us bear the fruit of righteousness. Therefore, even if the desires of the flesh rise up strongly within you, do not be afraid. Believe the fact that you died together with Christ. Stay within the church. Serve the gospel in the position you are entrusted with. The Lord will surely make you overcome and give you new strength. Within the gospel of the water and the Spirit, we are those who died and lived again. We were those who had to die by the law. However, God the Father sent His Son and passed our sins over to that Son. By receiving baptism from John the Baptist, Jesus took charge of all our sins. And by dying on the cross, He fully paid the price for our sins. By rising again from the dead, He made us live a new life. This is the plan of salvation that God established for us in Christ. This is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. This is the faith that we believe. We were those who had no choice but to receive judgment after being born once and dying once. But Jesus died in our place. Therefore, by believing in Jesus, we became those who have died once. And by believing in the resurrection of Jesus, we became those who have lived again. Believing this fact is true faith. It is the faith that believes in the baptism, the cross, and the resurrection of Jesus. It is the faith of having died together with Christ, and having lived again together with Christ. Let us bear the fruit of righteousness like those who died together with Christ. Beloved everyone, we are those who died together with Christ. Our old self was crucified together with Jesus. We were put to death to the law. Now, the law can no longer condemn us. Sin can no longer have dominion over us. We are those who belong to Christ, who was raised from the dead. Therefore, now we must go to Christ. We must abide in the love of Christ. We must serve the righteousness of Christ. We must bear fruit for God. Our flesh is weak. There are times when desires rise up. There are also times when the mind to go to the world arises. However, every time that happens, let us confess by faith, I died together with Christ. I was put to death to the law. I am one who belongs to the resurrected Christ. I was saved to bear fruit for God. Let us live by this faith. Let us stay attached within the church. Let us stay attached within the word. Let us offer ourselves to the work of the gospel. Then the Lord will cut off the old branches within us. And He will establish us as branches that bear the fruit of righteousness. Let us thank the grace of God who made Jesus Christ die on our behalf and gave us new life through the resurrection of Christ. Now, I hope that all of us will become saints who offer our remaining lives as a life that bears fruit for God, like those who died and lived again together with Christ. Amen.